my interest in not only the UFO research field, but various other so-called esoteric sciences came through my own direct experiences with aspects of this reality that I can't explain. Events that happened in a sober state that put me on a more resolute path towards attempting to find areas that bridge gaps between what we typically consider, I would say especially within the corridors of mainstream science, to be contradictory perspectives or perceptions on reality. Spirituality, for example, or mysticism and scientific empiricism or materialism, these are considered to be at odds with one another. The truth, as I see it, is far more interesting. It doesn't matter if you view reality through the lens of a Newtonian scientist or a fundamental spiritualist. The outcome is now so clear to anyone that's paying attention that these two avenues are now merging into one through the dawn of quantum computational sciences, bootstrapped into ever-increasing rates of development through artificial intelligence, quantum biology discovering the antenna, sender, receiver nodes for non-locality and consciousness, the microtubules of the neuronal architectures of our brain. You know, we're fast approaching this inescapable realization that the mystics of our ancient past were right. They intuited the knowledge. And now, at the more glacial pace of reductionism and scientific scrutiny, we've chipped down into reality's bedrock deep enough to discover that it isn't bedrock at all. It's an ocean of probabilistic energy bursting in and out of existence, what they call the quantum foam. And it's from within this strange energetic topology that our reality bubbles up to the surface.